Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Magra. Governor Lieutenant General Retired Ketappa Naik has extended his warm greetings to the people of the state, particularly the spirited sportspersons and youth, on the momentous occasion of National Sports Day, which commemorates the birth anniversary of the legendary hockey wizard and Bharat Ratna Major Dhyan Chand. He expressed his hope that the occasion would inspire all to be physically fit and mentally awake. On this National Sports Day, may we all imbibe the spirit of sportsmanship and work together towards building a fitter, stronger and united Bharat, the Governor said in his message. Minister of Civil Aviation Balu Raja to deflect off the outbound air cargo service from Donipolo Airport, Holongi. Announcing the cargo service through a social media post, Deputy Chief Minister Chonaman emphasized that the service will provide a major boost to the farmers and agri-entrepreneurs by enabling faster market linkages, expanding trade opportunities and strengthening agri-economy. Meanwhile, the DCM has lauded the Arunachal Pradesh Agriculture Marketing Board and Indigo for facilitating the initiative. A joint meeting on interstate border issues between Assam and Arunachal Pradesh was held yesterday at the conference hall of the Autonomous Council Narayanpur, Lakhimpur. The meeting deliberated on ways to ensure peace and harmony in the border areas. Some of the key decisions taken during the meeting include the appointment of nodal officers from both states, which will act as the official point of contact for all issues related to boundary matters. Joint patrolling by the officials of both the states twice a month in the respective border areas and the introduction of the Border Bandhu program aimed to promote interstate cultural and sports activities. The meeting was attended by Deputy Commissioner Papumpare Vishaka Yadav, Deputy Commissioner Lakhimpur Pranabjit Kakuti and other officials. MLA Namsai Chao Jignu Namchum today attended the awareness program on Mega Oil Palm Plantation Drive at Chokham. The awareness program was organized by the Department of Agriculture Namsai in collaboration with Patanjali Foods Limited. Sharing the news in a social media post, MLA Namchum emphasized that Arunachal is pioneering new pathways in agri-horti growth by empowering farmers, creating sustainable livelihoods and turning the dream of Viksit Arunachal into a living reality aligned with Atmanirbhar Bharat. In a major boost to Arunachal's handloom heritage, Managing Director of Northeastern Handicrafts and Handloom Development Corporation, Mara Kocho, yesterday inaugurated an authorized yarn depot at Itanagar. The yarn depot aims to ensure direct access to Purbashri yarn, including Ahimsa silk and premium Iri yarn. In a social media post, the Ministry of Donors said that the state will empower local artisans with quality raw materials, strengthen the handloom value chain, and enhance livelihood opportunities for weavers across the state. The Meteorological Centre Itanagar has issued a yellow alert for 15 districts of Arunachal Pradesh. MCI has predicted that thunderstorm with lightning and heavy rain is likely to occur at isolated places. The monitoring team headed by Director Monitoring Mukir Ishiori today inspected the completed and ongoing projects under DDSY schemes from inception to FY 2024-25 in Upper Subansiri District. The director inspected and verified the status of projects and also took detailed reports on income, employees' generation from beneficiaries. Overall, the monitoring team inspected more than 13 project sites in different locations in Upper Subansiri District. The Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana has completed 11 years today. It is one of the biggest financial inclusion initiatives in the world, which was announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on 15th August 2014 from the ramparts of the Red Fort. In a social media post, while sharing the glimpses of PM Jan Dhan Yojana, Prime Minister Modi highlighted how the scheme was transformed lives across India and from financial exclusion to empowerment. He underlined that when the last mile is financially connected, the entire nation moves forward together, which has been achieved by PM Jan Dhan Yojana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Japan and China this evening. The Prime Minister will participate in the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit in Tokyo. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.